The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, delighted to speak to Karen Rollo, Executive Manager from Netball Northern Ireland. Karen, thank you as always for your time.
Hi Andy, thanks so much for having us on. It's lovely to chat with you again.
March saw the conclusion of the Minor and Junior Schools Cup, didn't it? And maybe a bit of a congratulations, first of all, to all the teams involved.
Yeah, oh my goodness. Our schools events were massive this season. We sort of implemented some changes based on feedback last year from our schools. And we had two incredible days of finals across the minor and juniors and then across the inters and seniors as well. So very exciting for us in terms of the different schools that were involved. I think historically in Northern Ireland, we would have seen the same teams getting through to finals days. So for this year, definitely, I think we saw around 20 different schools compete across the finals days, across the four age groups. So for us, that was really exciting, getting to see new players, new coaches, new schools there, and actually for them to experience what a Northern Ireland schools finals day looks like. Coming into a venue that has two courts, coming into the umpires provided the score and time all being done, very different setup with spectators and things. So definitely we were very excited to see that, and two very, very busy days that were showcased incredibly well in terms of the netball played, lots of tight games. And you can certainly see the work that the schools have put in to making their netball program successful, and the amount of training that the teams have put in and the support that the teachers have given them to get to finals day. So very excited, very proud of what they put out there. And obviously you saw across our social media, we did some super coverage of it.
Since we last spoke as well, has been the launch of the Digital Learning Hub. How's that been received?
Yeah, I think for us, what we definitely learned from COVID, obviously that things can be much more accessible if you make them online, definitely get more attendance at particular things. And I think the feedback for us has always been around when you have to pick a day or a weekend or something, it can be quite challenging to get everyone there who wants to be there. Northern Ireland isn't terribly big, but there still can be significant travel involved for delivery at in-person courses and events. So the Digital Learner Hub has been really exciting. It's been a long time coming. It has taken a bit of time to get to where we've needed to be. And I think that's because, you know, we've partnered with Sport NI to make sure that we've been able to launch it appropriately. So the funding that we secured for the hub, we've actually put into developing the content instead and making sure that the content is really engaging, is really user friendly. And I think that's been really beneficial. So we've sort of been constrained in terms of when we could launch it because Sport and I obviously have the bigger picture with other sports involved and stuff as well. But we were very keen to be one of the pilot sports that they've worked with and really happy with the courses that we have on there now. So there's something for everyone right now in terms of female health, in terms of intro to coaching, in terms of new rules sessions and things that will all be going up there. So yeah, really pleased. And certainly it means then, do you know, anything you want to learn about netball, you can do it at your leisure. It's not a case of you have to turn up at a particular time or particular date. You can work through things on your phone and on your laptop and do it from the comfort of your own home.
The expressions of interest for the under 17, under 19 National Academy is now open. You can be a future warrior. That's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think we've got a real focus on our pathway now. Obviously, we've got Shona Forbes in as the head coach of our Warriors and her engagement and understanding of what needs to happen throughout the pathway to make sure that our athletes are ready when it comes time to transition to the Warriors is really important. So we've opened again now for under 17, under 19 expressions of interest. I think they close next Friday and we have our coaching teams in place, very excited around what they're doing, bit of consistency across the board there. And we know what the calendar in terms of competition and training will look like for those athletes. Obviously, really understand as well that some athletes will sit in more than one group, making sure that we're supporting them with their loading and what's appropriate for them at their age group too. And also quite excited, our under 15s program that just finished a few weeks ago, we did have selectors there. Shona was there, head coach of the 17s was there. So it was great to see what's coming through and what we can expect coming forward for trials.
Netball Northern Ireland awards are back for this year, nominations are open, and a real chance to reflect back on another great year for netball Northern Ireland.
Yes, absolutely. Real opportunity for us to celebrate what happens across Northern Ireland in terms of our netball. We've introduced a new award this year as well from a primary schools coach perspective, which is really exciting. Friday the 31st of May, our awards dinner will be held at the Galgorm Hotel, which is one of our partners. So very excited to be back there. It's a beautiful, beautiful location. And certainly the number of awards that we'll present across the evening will be really good. Everything from coaching, volunteering, officiating, schools, clubs, everything through right across the landscape of netball in Northern Ireland. Our clubs as well also get the opportunity, if they attend, to present one of their own club awards too, which is really nice. And then obviously we have the Moya McVeigh Hall of Fame will be presented on the evening as well. So really looking forward to that. It's always an exciting night. It doesn't feel like a year since the last time we hosted it. It has come around very, very quickly. But certainly when we look at the nominations and stuff coming in and we see the amazing work that's being done across our clubs and schools over the last 12 months is really exciting and deserves to be celebrated.
Last year's event was pretty special as well. Obviously, some of the Thunder players came over as well.
Yeah, we did. We were well represented from Thunder last year. So Karen Gregg was our keynote. And then we had three Thunder athletes with us as well. Kerry, Shadeen and Ladies were also there. So really exciting headliners last year. We've decided to change the focus for this year's award and really consider very much around what are we doing in our space, and let's celebrate what Netball Northern Ireland are doing ourselves. So we do at the minute have two speakers that will be involved in a Q&A. I'm working on a third, but I'm just not sure what that looks like at this point. Our Q&A will be with Shona, will be the lead panelist in terms of what's her experience of coming into Northern Ireland setting, having worked in England netball for so long, and what she's brought across the Warrior Group and the Pathway. So she'll be leading. And then the second one that's confirmed as well is Jenny Clayton, who is our under 17 head coach and has been capped for Northern Ireland in every position on the court, I believe. So in terms of her experience, having been a player right through the game and then moved into this coaching side of things and been with the under-17s now for a couple of years. So it's really exciting to hear what they think has happened across the last 12 months and before that. And the changes that we've had from our performance review that Mel Mansfield led on just over a year ago now, and what we've been able to implement going forward, and the support that we've had across that performance perspective too. So it will be a bit performance focused, I suppose, the panel again, but that's what we all like to hear about. The awards celebrate all of domestic netball right across from grassroots right through to the international. And it's always then amazing to hear from the elite side of things and where they're going and what work they're doing and how that can impact further down the pathway as well.
Remind me about tickets and obviously prices, and there's that meal included as well, isn't it?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot now, Andy, with that level of detail. But yes, tickets are available.
Netballandi.org.
I want to say they're $47.50, but if you book a table of 10, they're $45. And yes, you get your three-course meal, you get a rival drink, red carpet, you get the Q&A panel, you get the awards presentations, and then there's always some dancing at the end of the evening.
And finally, a word of thanks for Rebecca Hope.
So Rebecca, she's moving on to Pastures New, and she's been with us for just under 2 years now and has had such an impact on the business in terms of where we've gone and the focus from our coaching and officiating workforce perspective. Rebecca's such a driven person, and I think she definitely came in and challenged us in the right ways and helped really improve what we do and professionalise what we do in that level. And we're really excited for her and her new role, and we know she won't be a stranger to netball. She's a player and an umpire as well, so we'll definitely see her around, and wish her all the best in her new role.
More info on those tickets and the prices online at netballandi.org. And Karen, thank you as always for your time.
Oh, no, thanks so much. It's lovely to chat with you and talk about all the things that's great that's happening and what we're doing.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.